Now, KRWG News, it's 6:45. The city of Albuquerque says President Donald Trump's recent visit to Rio Rancho cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in police services and lost work time. And the city sent a $211,000 invoice last week to the president's campaign organization. The city of Rio Rancho, according to the Albuquerque Journal, has not completed a full accounting of the costs associated with the event. Albuquerque isn't the first municipality to bill Trump for costs tied to his campaign events. The city of El Paso, you might remember, invoiced the Trump Organization for its security, busing, and other support tied to a February campaign stop. The El Paso Times reported earlier this month that the campaign still had not paid that bill, which started at over $470,000 and has grown to about $560,000 with fees. On Saturday, the Las Cruces chapter of the AARP hosts their Veterans Appreciation Fair at Veterans Memorial Park on Roadrunner Parkway. AARP Treasurer and Event Chair Abel Chavarria explains how different agencies are coming together to serve local vets.
For example, Esperanza Guidance, we're going to be looking at some people from Aging and Long-Term Care, United Military Women, the LTS Ombudsman Program. Amador Health is going to be having a table there. AARP is going to be having a table. So we're going to provide information that veterans can use to seek different resources that may be able to help them. This way, we're going to have a place for many different organizations with different resources can be at one place. So instead of having to go from one place in Las Cruces to another side of Las Cruces to another place, it's like a one-stop shop place to get information.
We often think of veterans as maybe being in the age group that would qualify for AARP. Is this event geared strictly toward older veterans or veterans of all ages?
This is for all veterans, from the ones who just got themselves discharged from the service all the way to the ones who are veterans from different wars that we have engaged in.
I'm wondering about the comparison of the services that were available for veterans of those earlier wars as compared to what is available to our veterans today.
Okay, there are more services available now. Before it was just the VA. Now what they're doing is they're expanding to different agencies and different resources within the community that can maybe help them, because sometimes the VA cannot provide all the service they need. So they are now looking to the public sector to help.
Yeah, it seems like that's a war on a whole nother front in and of itself, doesn't it? What other things would you like to make sure that people know about the fair?
That this is a unique opportunity to be able to interact and look at what are the different kinds of resources that are available in the community to help veterans and to also help the family members of veterans, because it's just not the veteran who may need some help. It may be the family also. I would like to add that AARP supports all of our veterans and that we look forward to helping them in any way we can with the resources available through AARP.
What would you say are the biggest needs in terms of, you know, service providers for the aging population?
The biggest need would be access to health care.
Right.
Because sometimes it's a little difficult, especially for some of the specialties. But for AARP members through our United Healthcare program, they are able to access many services. But still, especially in the rural areas, it is difficult to access medical because of transportation and lack of medical services. Well, through AARP, we are working to help make members of the community feel more active and maybe take more particular help in how can we help to create jobs so that these young people can stay.
Stay and take care of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, they stay because they love where they're at. And then for many, family is the major root that keeps them here.
Absolutely.
It's when they have to seek jobs somewhere else. So hopefully through our new economic policies and et cetera in the state, there can be better jobs and more people could stay here.
Yep. All right, Mr. Chavadia, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
The fair Saturday is from 9 to noon. There will be a flag ceremony at 9 sharp. Thousands are expected to participate in the 80th anniversary pilgrimage and mass at Mount Cristo Rey in Sunland Park this weekend. The Diocese of Las Cruces and the Mount Cristo Rey Restoration Committee are scheduled to lead the 5-mile pilgrimage to the top of the hill Sunday. The pilgrimage is always on the last Sunday of October to commemorate the building of the mountain monument. It also represents the Feast of Christ the King, which is celebrated in November. For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts. Get news anytime at krwg.org.